A stylish middle-aged female entrepreneur wearing a self-made colorful traditional dress talks about creating a new wedding gown design. Mohsina Saqib is in her workplace, surrounded by several unique dresses that look half traditional and half modern, like the one she is wearing. All have been produced by her own clothing brand called Jamee Saqib.
It is our company or our family business. I'm the president and designer of my company, and my daughter, she is vice president. And my husband is, however, he has another job, but he's advising me, advising our company or our business. So at first we had just a tailor when we started our business, but after 1.5 years, nowadays that I am proud to say that we have more than 20 people working with us, that 80% are the women.
40-year-old Mohsina founded her brand in Kabul in 2017. Being a businesswoman in conservative and insecure Afghanistan is not always easy. Although both male and female entrepreneurs face difficulties like high expenses and taxes, businesswomen face other social challenges that businessmen don't.
We have a lot of women, we know that. They love to work, they have the talent to work. But some problems, maybe the situation, maybe their parents, their families, maybe if they are living with their in-laws family, however, they want to go work, but they cannot.
Despite these problems, many Afghan women still strive to work. Like the young Masuda Shirzad, who runs this newly founded cultural center.
In this cultural center, we have classes for sculpture, painting, filming, photography, theater, and music.
The center has a cave, a recording studio, and also hosts literary events. The center means a lot to Masuda, as all the money that she and her fiancé saved for their marriage ceremony was spent on this business.
At first, we thought we might not be able to make a profit, but business itself is a gamble, and we accepted it and got on with it.
Masuda is not the only one who gambled all her saving money. Not far from Masuda's cultural center, 28-year-old Mina Rezaei invested nearly all the rupees of her income into her cafe. Her small establishment, named Simple Cafe, is located in a busy part of Kabul and faces stiff competition from neighboring cafes. But unlike its name, running the cafe hasn't been so simple.
When I started my business, I had nothing, so I had to support my business, and I was, and still am, working somewhere else too. I know this is not ideal, and that a small business takes time to stand on its feet, but us women, despite all the problems, we really can run a business.
A test of success that could heal the wounds of years of oppression, misogyny, and deprivation. Zakaria Hassani for RFI in Kabul.